Chapter 7 and Chapter 8. New words. Peer, verb. Look around something carefully. A floor, noun. A building often has many floors. Shocked, adjective. Very surprised about a bad thing. A balcony, noun. A place outside a high window where you can stand. Knitting, noun. Socks or a jumper that you are making. A frog, noun. A small green animal with big eyes and two long legs. Chapter 7. Hello, Grandma. I peered around the leg of the chair and watched lots of witches' feet walking out of the hall. When I was alone again, I remembered Bruno. Bruno! I called. I did not think that I could talk anymore because I was now a mouse, so I was surprised to hear my own voice. It was wonderful. My voice was as loud as when I was a boy. I was very pleased, so I spoke again. Bruno Jenkins! Where are you? There was no answer. I decided that I was quite happy being a mouse. Why, you might ask? But I thought to myself, it's not so great being a boy. Mice don't have to go to school. Mice don't have to do exams. They don't have to worry about money. It's true that mice are caught by people, or by cats. But my grandmother will always love me, even if I'm a mouse, and she doesn't have a cat. I was walking around the hall, thinking about all of this, when I saw another mouse. It was sitting on the floor, eating a piece of bread that it was holding in its front paws. I was sure that it was Bruno. Hello, Bruno, I said. He looked up at me, then continued eating. What have you found? I asked him. It's a sandwich. One of them dropped it, Bruno answered. Hearing Bruno's loud voice coming out of a small mouse was funny. Listen, Bruno, I said. We're both mice now, and we have to start thinking about the future. He stopped eating and looked at me with small black eyes. What do you mean, we? He asked. You're a mouse, but that's not my problem. But you're a mouse too, Bruno. Don't be silly, he replied. I'm not a mouse. Of course you are, Bruno. I am not, he shouted. The witches turned you into a mouse, I said. Then they did it to me too. You're lying, he cried. I'm not a mouse. You haven't noticed because you're too busy eating the sandwich, I said. Look at your paws. Bruno looked down at his paws. He jumped. Oh no! He cried. I don't want to be a mouse! I'm Bruno Jenkins! Being a mouse is fun, I told him. You can live in a hole. I don't want to live in a hole! Bruno shouted. Which witch did this to me? The witch who gave you the bar of chocolate yesterday, I answered. Bruno, how will your parents feel about this, do you think? Bruno thought for a moment. My father will be angry, he said. And my mother's afraid of mice. Then you've got a problem, haven't you? What about you? he asked. My grandmother will understand, I replied. She knows all about witches. Bruno ate some more of his sandwich. What shall we do? He said. Let's go and speak to my grandmother, I said. She'll know what to do. I took the sandwich from his paw and threw it on the floor. Follow me. I peered around the door of the hall. There was nobody there, so I ran as fast as I could, with Bruno following. We ran past the dining room and up the stairs. We stayed close to the wall because we did not want anyone to see us. My grandmother's room was on the fifth floor. It took us a long time to get up there, but we were lucky because we did not meet anybody. We stood outside her room and Bruno said, How can we open the door? Suddenly, a hotel cleaner saw us and she screamed loudly and ran away. My grandmother's door opened. What's happening out here? My grandmother said. I ran between her legs into her room and Bruno followed me. Close the door, Grandma! I cried. Grandma looked down and saw two small mice on the floor. Please hurry, I said. And this time she recognised my voice. Grandma was shocked. Her face became white and she started to shake. Please close the door quickly, Grandma, I said. The cleaner might come back. She moved and closed the door. Then she started crying. Don't cry, Grandma, I said. I escaped from the witches. They didn't kill me. Very slowly, she picked me up with one hand. Then she picked Bruno up with the other hand and put us both on the table. There was a bowl of bananas on the table, and Bruno started eating one. My grandmother sat down, still shocked. Oh, my dear boy, she said, crying again. What have they done to you? Don't worry, Grandma, I said. It doesn't matter to me. I don't feel angry about it. I actually feel quite good. I know that you'll always look after me. Of course I will, my grandmother said. I'm not just a mouse, I said. I can still think and talk like a boy. You're a mouse person, said my grandmother, and you're very special. Now, who's the other mouse? That's a boy called Bruno Jenkins, I told her. And where's the witch now? She asked. Grandma, I said, there isn't just one witch. There are nearly 100 of them in this hotel. She looked at me. She could not believe it. Do you mean that they had their secret meeting here? Yes, Grandma, I said. And the Grand High Witch is here too. Suddenly, my grandmother looked excited. Tell me everything. And I did.